big picture. In order to understand the universe as a whole, you should understand that its structure is basically the same as the structure of a human being. When you look at yourself, you see at the center of yourself, the core, is your consciousness. Without your consciousness, you wouldn't feel, you wouldn't think, you wouldn't be. So this is the basis, the core. And surrounding your consciousness is the psychological level, your feelings, emotions, your thoughts. And of course, there's a lot more than those things. Nevertheless, they come and go, your feelings, your thoughts. They're not always there, but your consciousness is. So this is the core, is your consciousness. Surrounding this is a psychological level. And then, below this, there is the physical level. So you do consist of three things. The core of oneness, your emotions, the psychological level surrounding this, and then at the lowest level, the physical layer. The principle of the core of your consciousness is oneness. For instance, when you look a person in the eyes, you do not experience a body, a set of atoms or organs, but you know that there is a kind of oneness behind all this, behind the eyes. You feel this in your heart. And this oneness has a name, the name of a friend, for instance. Now the universe is organized the same way. At the lowest level, we have the physical level. Now, I know there are many highly intelligent people that believe that there's all there is to it, that there is just the physical level. They are wrong. And what is their mistake? Well, when you hear astrophysics talk about the universe, they talk about the age of the universe. They talk about the size of the universe. And by doing so, they place space and time above the universe. When you say that the universe has a certain age, you also say that the universe exists in time, evolves in time. So time is higher than the universe. When you say that the universe has a size, you say it exists in space. These thoughts are wrong. Space and time are part of the universe. However, by placing the universe within space and time, you can look at it in a different way. For instance, when you place the universe in space, everything consists of components, of parts. So you can turn everything into a machine. A human body, for instance, you can explain everything as a machine. By placing the universe in time, You can explain everything by causes in the past. For instance, you are here because your parents did meet on one day. If not, you wouldn't be here. So you can explain everything away, except oneness. For if the universe consists within space and time, everything is divided, and oneness is not possible. Consciousness is not possible. You are not possible. The fact that you are one, that you have a consciousness in your core, means that you exist above space and time, means that you are eternal. In the universe existing within space and time, oneness is simply not possible. You are not possible. At one place there can only be one thing, either a zero or a one. This makes the universe a big computer, and also the limits of space and time. You have problems. For instance, light exists outside of space and time. When you travel with light at the speed of light, you experience the oneness of the universe. Space and time are no longer there. So, in the universe, you have the physical level. At the higher level, let's take a step back. At the physical level, the key word is separation. Because of the power of space and time, you experience at the physical level things to be separated. There above is the level of the soul. And at the level of the soul, everything is connected. The level of the soul is a higher psychological level. Everything is connected at this level. Each point in the universe is connected to each other point. And when you go inwards, when you experience this level, you experience a connection with everything. And the highest level of the universe, the source, the core, is the level of oneness. So these are the three levels of the universe. At the lowest level, we have separation. Everything is seemingly divided. At the middle level, we discover that everything is connected. This is the level of the soul. And the highest level is the level of oneness. At this level, space and time no longer exists. And this level, of course, is very hard to explain. But the easiest way to understand this level is to think of your own level of oneness, of your own consciousness. For instance, you're walking around in nature and you're seeing and you're experiencing all kinds of life, plants, animals. You see the clouds up in the sky. You feel the wind in your hair. The sunlight shining on all the leaves. And all this information, all these separate things comes together in you and become one. So the way to experience oneness, the way to understand oneness, is simply look around, see around, and see how everything in nature forms inside your head one image. And how is it possible that one image can contain so many different elements? This is on a rational level not possible to explain. Yet you can experience it. And you might say that in the mind of God, in the mind of the One, in the mind of the Source, everything becomes one in a way we cannot understand. Everything is one in a way we cannot understand. And now, back to the human race. What is the problem? All the three levels are inside you. You are the One. You are connected with everything. And you experience the separation on the physical level. And yet, we have identified ourselves so strongly with this physical level, with the separation, that we forgot that we are connected. We forgot the level of the soul. And now I'm speaking about connection. This is a mental concept, connection. But how do we experience connection with everything? The answer is love. It is love that connects everything. So, you might understand it this way. You might understand the universe this way. In everything, every plant, every animal, even every little particle, there is love for every other thing in the universe. So look around and look at the universe in this way. That everything you see, that inside everything you see, there is love for you. If there wouldn't be love for you in everything you see, it could never touch your consciousness. The fact that you see it, that you experience it, simply means that there is a kind of love connection between you and what you see, between you and what you touch, between you and what you hear. And this is the level of the soul. It's the level of connection. It's the level of love. And many people have lost their connection with this level. They focus the consciousness on the physical level. And that is why they want to have a lot of money, a lot of possessions, a lot of power. What went wrong? And of course, I'm now a bit short about telling what went wrong. But what we learn here in this world is that we have to deserve love. We can only get love when we behave in a certain way. So love is conditional. And when we believe this, we lose our touch with the level of the soul where love is unconditional. We behave in a certain way not in harmony with our soul, not in harmony with the universal love. We think we must behave in a certain way to get love, to feel love. And this is why we've lost the connection with the soul level, and we have lost the connection with the level of oneness. And this is why we are incomplete as human beings. And this is, in short, the big picture. Very short, I admit. And I'm now going to offer you a little meditation to help you to reconnect with your soul. And through your soul, reconnect with the level of oneness. Thank you for listening.